In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. November 29th, on the Vigil of St. Andrew, this beautiful feast that inaugurates the liturgical year. So today is a day of preparation as we begin the cycle of saints throughout the year. I always take the opportunity as well to explain to you the history and meaning of this novena to the Immaculate Conception. Some of you have heard these words before, but I hope you agree that they bear repeating. So let us all gather around for a moment to hear the beautiful story of our novena to the Immaculate Conception. From the moment when our Blessed Savior ascended above the highest heavens to take his place at the right hand of the Father, the Church has always prayed novenas. A novena is a period of 9 days of prayerful preparation and petition. We can have no doubt as to the divine inspiration of this practice. For the very first novena was counted from the Friday after Ascension through Whitsun Eve, the Vigil of Pentecost, during which time, as St. Luke tells us in the first chapter of Acts, the apostles were persevering with one mind in prayer with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren. As divine providence would have it, the novena to the Immaculate Conception takes place from the Vigil of St. Andrew, the first called among the fishers of men, to December 8th. It begins the feast day cycle of the entire church year. For the conception of Mary in the womb of her mother Anne begins the great story of the saints here on earth. As for the story of our novena, well, no, we do not find this being practiced by the Church officially in early times. No, to find the origin of this devotion, which we observe now for 9 days, we must look back to the beginning of the 15th century. In the year 1417, the horrid Western Schism finally came to an end. During that dark century which preceded it, all the beauty and wisdom of the Middle Ages crumbled. And the Christian world was torn apart, first by the Pope leaving Rome to take up his residence at Avignon, and then finally by 2 and even 3 men vying at once for the title of Vicar of Christ on earth. This all came to an end with the election of Pope Martin V in 1417. Among the acts of this Pope was to order the restoration of the ancient Roman Basilica of the Holy Apostles, a church which had existed in Rome since the 4th century, but had been destroyed by an earthquake a generation earlier. In 1474, the Church of the Holy Apostles was entrusted to the care of the conventual Franciscans. Only 2 years later, the feast of the Conception of Mary, as it was then called, which had already been observed in many places, was extended to the Universal Church, although the Christian people would have to wait another 400 years for the solemn proclamation of the dogma of the Immaculate Conception by Blessed Pope Pius IX. The Franciscans, those glorious defenders of the privilege of the Immaculate Conception since the Scholastic Age, already celebrated this feast, and when they came to the glorious Basilica of the Holy Apostles, they resolved to prepare for the celebration of this feast with a solemn novena. We know that from the early 18th century, the custom has been for a cardinal or another Roman prelate to come each night of the novena to preach and celebrate solemn benediction. This very evening, that novena is beginning in the Eternal City, with a cardinal or prelate to preach every night. We have no cardinals among us this week, but we are grateful for the fine preachers who are coming here to St. Mary's to proclaim the glories of our Immaculate Queen. And tonight we share something else with that solemn novena celebrated in Rome, in Gricigliano, our seminary, and in other houses of the Institute. The other feature of this novena, which is drawn from the Church's ancient treasures, a 4th-century hymn as old as that Roman basilica of the apostles, the hymn Tota Pulchra Est. Yes, even before the Council of Ephesus proclaimed Mary to be the Mother of God, Christians were already applying to Our Lady in song the mystical words of the Canticle of Canticles. Thou art all fair, O Mary, thou art all fair, and there is not a spot in thee. How lovely, how sweet in its delights, thy unstained conception. Come, O come from Lebanon, come, O come from Lebanon, thou shalt be crowned. This is the novena which my superiors in the Institute knew when they were studying in Rome. It is known also by our dear Bishop of La Crosse, the Most Reverend William Callahan. Every night, they would go to the Basilica of the Holy Apostles to assist at this novena. And this is the tradition our superiors were intent on bringing to the community they founded, the Institute of Christ the King. Yes, come, O Mary. The God who caused light to shine out of darkness, creation to come forth from nothingness, now calls thee into existence by thy most holy and immaculate conception. The world thou art about to enter has only enmity for thee, for it is a poor world enslaved to a cruel master. But we know thee for our true friend, for it is thou who shalt crush the head of that serpent of sin, and so teach us to sing the hymn of deliverance, victory, and peace. Amen.